This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Joe. Our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships is Bruce Sullivan. And we're talking today about being cynical and I guess the negativity that goes to your family. They can see you being cynical. It impacts everyone negatively. Morning, Bruce. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning to both of you. And look, it's a sad indictment on our nation when we are probably known as a bunch of cynics. And, you know, I guess cynicism just in its own is probably not so much an issue, but it's the impact that it can have on families and relationships. It can, like, literally drain you. And some fascinating research that we've just got our hands on, people looking at the difference between people born in Australia and people that have moved to Australia from overseas. And the correlation between cynicism and gratefulness. And if you were born in Australia, sadly, gratefulness is at an all-time low, cynicism at an all-time high. If you were born overseas and immigrated to Australia, your gratefulness is at an all-time high, and cynicism almost doesn't exist. So I'm not sure what we need to do, but maybe we need to at least start having the conversation, you guys.
It's so important to be grateful, isn't it? Because, I mean, I know I say that to my kids all the time, and you know, you don't want to do the whole cliche, there's children starving in other countries, but there is, isn't there? I mean, there's war-torn parts of the world. I can't imagine what it'd be like, I mean, even as a family man, trying to live in that environment, and we do get a bit blasé about it, don't we?
Yeah, look, and I think we've lost the perspective. Two things that I think. One is that we have the luxury of cynicism in our country. So it's almost, because we don't have some of those other things going on in our world, and it's the second part of this, is we've just lost the perspective. I spoke to a guy during the week who is from South Africa, and he's immigrated to Australia in the last couple of years. And what he still does at 10 o'clock at night is go for a walk around the local suburb because he can. For his entire life, no one would go out at night time in the suburb that he was. People would lock themselves in their yard, and then they would lock themselves in the safe end of their house. Imagine every night having to pull across this big steel gate and locking yourself in your bedroom. So that was the safe end of the house. So if someone did break into your yard and then into your house, you and your family were locked in the safe area. So at night time now, just because his wife says, "Where are you going?" I'm just going for a walk. Why? At 10 o'clock at night? Because I can. And he goes for a stroll around the block. And even just simple things like that, he oozes gratefulness for that.
See, Bruce, I imagine you'd be a glass half full, type of man. And I'll be honest with you. When you said that story,
yeah,
I rolled my eyes. I went, "Oh, yeah, good on you, whatever." Like, and I'm being honest. I mean, that's
good.
Being cynical. Like, okay, because you can, good on you. Well, you know what? I'm just going to sleep because I can. And
yeah.
We're not in that country. I am grateful. There's no question of that because I've also done third world and seen where the other half live, and it's not pretty. But that's what we've got. You know, it is a great. You do forget. You forget, and you mightn't be confronted with it like others are.
We do, and I think still it's a matter of coming back to impact. So if I'm living with you, if I was in the studio right now and I watched you roll your eyes back and go, "Yeah, great, good on ya," the question mark always is, how does that help? So I think when in our relationships, everything that we do is judged by others as either helping, like it's adding to, it's bringing some life and energy to that relationship, or it's taking away. And I think that when we just stop for a moment and you go, okay, what are the things that I'm doing in my house with my family, with the people I work with and live with that help, that add to? And what do we know is that cynicism takes away. It doesn't add to at all. It diminishes, because what it does is people then shut down conversation or shut down intimacy with you, as opposed to gratefulness. When people just do gratefulness, it's almost like a vitamin pill. It's like, "Hey, that was great. Hey, yeah, wouldn't that be good?" And then the person sharing that information with you goes, "I'll do that some more. You know, this has been a great chat." And, you know, that's just one thing. You know, I really thought Liam and was really grateful for me sharing that piece of information, which means I'll tell you more. And I think that can have a big impact.
I don't want you to get the wrong. I was being honest. Like,
I love it that you were.
I know. And there is that glass half empty, half full. And I guess you do become blasé about it. And you're right. You wrap over the knuckles. I'd hate to think that that then passes down onto your kids who've never seen it. I mean, thankfully, we are well-travelled and we have seen what goes on. And you just do take it for granted. And maybe that is the Aussie way, because you're right. We've lived up this way. That's the way it is. We have no concept of you know, tanks in the street or, you know, not being able to buy food.
Yeah, I think seeing it, though, as a tourist is a lot different to have to actually living it. Mm. And I've met people, and you cited South Africa as an example, and I've got friends that are from that part of the world. And some of the stuff, particularly dads, they've told me, has just made my hair curl. You know, and I cannot imagine what it would be like having to live in that sort of environment. But we're just coming back to the cynicism or that sort of thing. It can be self-feeding, can't it?
Look, it can be, and I think still if you're ever going to try and catch yourself doing it is to really think about what's the impact on the people that you live with and the people that you work with. And it's an unintended impact. Like, people wouldn't necessarily say, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure my kids don't share information with me or share their ideas or their concerns. They're not going to, you know, you wouldn't be saying that out loud, but potentially the unintended impact of cynicism is that it does shut down those conversations. And, you know, nobody really wants to do that in a relationship. And, you know, Robbie, your distinction was, you know, if you're living with something that's so permanently scary, as opposed to visiting it as a tourist, I think, you know, that there's a big difference. And the people that have come to this country from other countries are just grateful for everything. They even understand the term. When you say to these people in the research, hey, what were you grateful for? It just oozes out of them. What are you grateful for about living in Australia? And when you ask Australians, what are you grateful for about living in Australia? There's almost like a big long pause before a lot of people could really get into that conversation.
I thought for a second that I was on my own, but I saw Robbie Riley's eyes through. Then I realised it's because the sun's beating in. Over the hill.
All the eye rolling.
I am on my own today. All right. Lesson learned. Lesson learned. Bruce Sullivan. From Red Hot Relationships, always giving us some great advice. We're looking forward to catching up again soon, hey?
Absolutely. Have a grateful weekend.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.